姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主带领我们唱这一首合一的诗歌。
We thank the Lord that He led us to sing this hymn of unity.
弟兄手握弟兄的手。
Brothers clasping the hands of brothers.
哦，何等的美的一个图画。
There's such a beautiful picture.
我们感谢主，他召我们成为一个身体。
We thank the Lord that He has called us and gathered us to be one body.
我们感谢主，像我们刚才弟兄交通的，他把我们成为在他身体里面成为那个一。
We thank the Lord that as our brother just mentioned that He has called us one in His body.
哦，我们有一位主，我们有一个身体。
We have one body and we have one Lord.
我们有一个目标，我们有一个同样的方向。
And we have one goal and we have one direction.
我们有同样的目的，我们将来要跟主同享荣耀。
And we have one purpose, which is we will have glory with our Lord together.
所以我们愿意早晨我们一起来看主的话。
So this morning we desire to look at the words from the Lord.
请我们打开哥林多前书一章九节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 1:9.
哥林多前书一章九节。
1 Corinthians 1:9。
好，找到了，请我们我们先用中文读一次，再用英文读一次。
Once we found it, we will read it in Chinese together, and then we'll read it in English together.
好，中文。神是信实的。你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。英文。
Now in English, 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
这就是我们今天要交通的主题。
This is the theme of our fellowship this morning.
这边圣经告诉我们，神是信实的。我们是被他所召的。
Here, the Bible tells us that God is faithful, and we are being called by Him.
要招来做什么呢
？Why were we called?
要招来与他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
We were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
在中文的里面讲到一同得分。
In Chinese, there's this thinking of having a portion in something.
Yeah, 就是要得主那给我们那一份。
Which is to attain the portion that God wants to give us.
是的，主要他有一份要给我们。
Yes, indeed, the Lord has His portion for us individually.
他召我们与他一同来得那一份。
And He called us to gain that portion that we have in Him.
但是英文里面讲到说。刚才姊妹读的哈，是要叫我们进入与他的交通。
However, the English text talks about we were called into fellowship with him.
那另外还有一个翻译呢，就是来跟他分享，他所要给我们的。
Another translation says that we were called to enjoy what he has given us.
分享他的生命。
To share his life with us.
所以这个哈就很。我们来思想到我们为什么被主所召呢？我们就心里充满着感谢。
So our hearts are filled with gratitude whenever we think about why we're called by the Lord.
因为我们是来被他一同蒙召来与他有交通的。
Because we were called into fellowship with him.
我们也是一同蒙召来分享他的生命。
We're also called into sharing this life with him.
我们也是一同蒙召要来。得神在基督耶稣里面所要给我们的那个份。
And we're also called to obtain this portion that the Lord Jesus Christ has preserved for us in Him.
他如何，我们也如何。
As He is, so we will be.
所以我们愿意早晨一同来思想，我们怎样一同蒙召来与他与神的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。
So we this morning we want to think about how we're being called into fellowship or having this portion with our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们还要再多读一点圣经，在以弗所书第二章。
Let's continue on with our reading of the Bible, Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书二章四节到第六节。
Ephesians 2 verses 4 through 6.
我想还是刚像刚才一样，我们中文先读一次，然后再读英文。
Just like earlier, we would read together in Chinese and then in English.
然而，神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
In English, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated him with him in the heavenly places, in Christ Jesus.
好，我们再继续读二章十九节到二十节。
Let's continue on to read Ephesians 2, verses 19 and 20.
这样，你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Ephesians 2, verse 19 and 20.So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. Ephesians 3:6.
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
Ephesians 3:6. To be specific, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel.
最后我们要读罗马书八章十六、十七节。
Finally, we will read Romans 8:16 and 17.
罗马书八章十六节、十七节。
Romans 8:16 and 17.
好，中文。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Romans 8:16 and 17. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him.
好，我们再一起祷告。
That's a further word of prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你的爱，把我们一同聚集在你的面前。
Lord, how we are thankful for your love which gathered us before your presence today.
早晨，哦主啊，我们真是愿意在你的爱的里面来看见主啊，哦，因爱我们主耶稣基督的缘故，你召我们要在基督里所得的份。
We thank you that this morning you enable us to see that because you love Christ Jesus, you gathered us to have a portion in his love.
叫我们可以进入与你的交通。
So that we can enter into fellowship with you.
叫我们可以来分享你的性情。
So that we can also partake of the divine nature.
主啊，愿早晨你对我们的心说话。
May you speak to our hearts this morning.
叫我们众人不论年幼的到年长的，我们都遇见你。
So that we will all meet you, the entire multitude, from the young to the old.
我们把下面的时间仰望在主的手中，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We yield this time, this ensuing time into your hand. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 早晨看到很多初中生跟我们一起聚会，心里何等的喜乐。
This morning our hearts are filled with joy when we see middle schoolers being in a meeting with us.
但是我里面有点惧怕。
However, there's this fear in me.
因为我不晓得我能不能够讲得清楚。
Because I'm not sure if I can explain myself clearly to you.
但是呢，我们求主来
用圣灵来对我们说话。
However, we entreat the Lord to speak to us in the Holy Spirit.
我也请初中生为我祷告。
I also ask the middle school students to pray for me.
所以我们可以一同来进入这个主在主里面的交通。
So that we can all enter into the fellowship with the Lord Jesus.
我们刚才读的圣经的里面呢，中文的圣经，如果你注意的话，每一段都有一个字。是重复出现的。
In all the passages that we read, especially in Chinese, there's also a common word.
不晓得有没有人注意的。
Anybody notices this?
就是同哈，一同。
So the word together is in every single passages in Chinese.
那我们读的话呢，我们也会想到说，这些圣经我们好像上个月才读过。
And now, as we read these passages, and we think, we just read these passages last month.
如果大家留心的话，我们发现到说，就是我们在夏令会的时候呢，美国人弟兄他交通的一个题目。
If you really pay attention, you will see that this is the theme fellowship by us by Mac Graham in the summer conference.
就是我们弟兄跟我们交通到一同的生命，一同的生活。
So our brother fellowship with us about life together, living together.
那我们愿意早晨呢，继续来思想这个题目。
We want to continue to fellowship on this topic.
我们愿意早晨，我们一起有份，或者是交通与主的生命。
We also want to have a portion, or have fellowship in His life.
我们有份，一同有份，在这个特权的里面。
We also want to have this portion and this privilege.
我们愿意与这个主的看见一同来有份。
We also want to have a portion in His vision.
我们也愿意与主的身体，就是教会有份。
We also want to have a portion in the body of Christ, which is the church.
我们也愿意与主的建造有份。
We also want to have a portion in His building up.
我们也愿意与主的荣耀有份。
We also want to have a portion in His glory.
愿早晨在对我们每个人的心说话。
May the Lord speak to each and every single one of our hearts.
我们知道在夏令会的里面呢，我们弟兄交通到一同的生活。
We know that our brother talked about life together in the summer conference.
我们也知道彭弟兄跟我们交通到弟兄相爱。
We also know that brother Peng fellowshiped about brotherly love.
菲拉铁菲的教会。
Which is the Church of Philadelphia.
我们也感谢主，在过去的两个主日，我们的弟兄跟我们交通到弟兄相爱，也交通到起初的爱。
We also thank the Lord that in the past 2 weeks, our brothers fellowship with us about brotherly love and the first love.
让我们这其实都是一个题目。
This is all the same topic.
就是我们有同一个生命，让我们有同一个生活，让我们同一个看见，让我们同一个价值观。
So this is all streaming out of the fact that we have the same life. Therefore, we can live out the same living, which leads to the same vision, and we have the same value system.
我们有同样的感觉，有同样的优先次序，有同一个目标，最后达到同一个目的。
So we have the same sense, and we have the same priority, and ultimately we reach the same goal.
我们何等感谢主，我们与这荣耀神的呼召有份。
We thank the Lord so much that we will have a portion in the glory of God.
所以不论从年幼的到年长的，我们都在这个呼召的里面。
So whether we are young or old, we are all in the same calling.
我记得哈，那个以前我们学校运动会的时候呢，其中有一个项目。
I remember there's this event in my field day in my school.
叫做大队接力哈，我不晓得英文怎么翻。
Which is a relay, mass relay.
大家知不知道哈？你跑100公尺哈，最快的世界纪录是多少
？Do you know the world record for running 100 meters?
啊？是9秒，差不多9秒哈。
9 seconds.
啊，但是呢，其实世界纪录最快的那个。100公尺不是在单向的百公尺。
The world record for 100 meters is not being held in individual 100 meter races.
是在有没有人知道是什么是最快的？对，是400公尺的接力。
It is in the 4x100 meters relay that they hold the fastest 100 meter record.
全世界跑得最快的人啊，跑过低于九秒。
There's this fastest runner in the world. He can run 100 meters in less than 9 seconds.
但他不是一个人跑啊。
But he wasn't running alone.
他是在一个接力赛里面跑。
He was running in the relay.
OK. 大家知道那个人是谁，我不讲他的名字。
You all know who he is, and I'm not going to mention his name.
是牙买加的一个选手。OK.
He's somebody from Jamaica.
OK. 然后他呢，就是在他的最快的世界纪录呢，很难想象哈，有人跑100公尺可以不到9秒中间可以跑得到。
It is hard to imagine somebody can run 100 meters in under 9 seconds.
是因为他在接力赛的里面。
And especially when he's running this in a relay.
那我们知道这个400公尺，男的400公尺的接力，这个接力赛呢，是这个选手是怎么样选出来的？
You know how people were being picked in this male 4x100 meters relay?
就是单项里面呢，他要跑得最快的。
Which is you have to run the fastest in the individual 100 meters race.
然后呢，这个跑得最快最快的人呢，他就是最后一棒。
Oh, so the fastest person for this 100 meters race would be the last person in the relay.
那在运动的里面呢？这个一百公尺的接力呢，四百公尺的这个接力呢，就是一个非常精彩的一个项目。
So this is the most exciting race in the field and track meet.
因为有全世界跑得最快的人在那里跑。
Because there's the fastest runner in the whole world running in the race.
但是感谢主啊，我们虽然没有有份于那一项。
However, thank the Lord, even though we don't have a portion in those races.
但是我们却一同有份于大队接力。
However, we have a portion in this mass relay.
这个大队接力是怎么跑呢？
How do we run this mass relay?
就是班上每一个人都得跑。
Oh, so everybody in the class has to participate in the relay.
你跑得快的也要跑，跑得慢的也要跑。
Whether you are a fast runner or a slow runner, everybody runs.
Okay, 所以那最后呢，所有的人都跑完了呢，那个就是哪一个队跑完最快，那队就赢。
So the team where everybody finishes would be the fastest team.
我们感谢主，他召我们来跑这个荣耀的大队接力。
We thank the Lord that He has called us to run this mass relay in glory.
所以我们可以在他的性情，在他生命上有份。
Therefore, we can be partaker in His divine nature and His life.
我们也可以与他。在主的耶稣的每一件事上，他的生命，他荣耀美丽的生命上有份。
We can also be partaker in his beautiful life and in his glory.
我们也可以与主做的每一件事情，他所行的每一件神迹有份。
We can also be partakers of every single deed that he partakes.
我们也可以与主荣耀的道路有份。
We can also partake in this glorious path with him.
我们也可以与主最后在荣耀的里面。在那新天新地里面，与主的荣耀有份。
We can also partake in His glory in the new heaven and new earth.
但是因为时间的关系呢，我们今天早晨从三方面，我们来思想怎么样交通于神这个荣耀的一个生命。
Because of a time constraint, this morning we'll focus on partaking in His glorious life.
头一方面就是有份或交通于主的生命。
First, we need to have a portion in His life.
第二方面，我们要有份于基督的身体。
And then we need to have a portion or partake in His body.
第三面要有份于神的荣耀。
And then we need to partake or have a portion in His glory.
所以，对不起，再重复一次哈，我们今天要交通的是哥林多前书一章九节：神是信实的，我们原是被他所召，好叫我们与他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。
So let me repeat again. Today we're going to focus on 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以我们怎么样子来跟我们的主耶稣基督一同得份呢？
How can we partake with our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们先要有份于主的生命。
First, we have to partake in His life.
我们知道我们天然的生命。从亚当开始就犯了罪。
We know that from Adam, this natural life has sinned.
世人都犯了罪, 亏缺了神的荣耀。
All have sinned and have fallen short of glory of God.
但是我们常常都, 不太喜欢人家讲我们有罪。
However, a lot of times we don't want people to tell us that we have sinned.
那有一首诗歌, 中文的诗歌讲到说, 我没有罪, 我没有罪, 杀人放火,
There's this Chinese hymn that says that I don't have sin, I don't have sin, I don't commit murder, nor do I commit arson.
偶尔说谎, 说溜了嘴, 天下乌鸦一般黑。
Sometimes I slip and sometimes I lie, but then we are all bad anyways.
天下的乌鸦一般。 Okay, 所以, 这就是我们还没有得救以前的情形。
This is the condition prior to our salvation.
所以哦, 福音聚会, 我们如果找福音朋友谈, 要跟他讲有罪, 是一件很困难的事情。
Therefore, for a gospel meeting, when we have to talk to the gospel friends, the fact that they have sinned is a very difficult matter.
但是圣经上, 有一句话, 是非常的有力。
But there's one sentence in the Bible that is powerful.
圣经上讲说, 罪的工价就是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
所以下一次福音朋友跟这朋友谈的时候, 他如果说有没有罪的事情, 你只要问他一句话, 就是说, 你会不会死啊?
So next time you talk to the gospel friends and you know we're talking about whether he has sinned or not, just ask him, are you going to die?
人会死就证明人有罪。
A man dies because man has sinned.
感谢主, 圣经上讲说, 因为神丰富的怜悯, 当我们 他因为爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯罪恶中的时候呢，神就叫我们与基督一同活过来。
So we thank the Lord that in the Bible he says that by God being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even though when we were dead in our transgressions, he made us alive with Christ.
感谢主，我们虽然死在过犯罪恶里面。
We thank the Lord that even though we were dead in our transgressions.
但是什么时候神光照我们, 圣经上讲说, 我们若认自己的罪, 神是信实的, 是公义的, 要赦免我们的罪, 洗净我们一切的不义。
But whenever we confess our sin, the Bible says that God is faithful and just. He will cleanse all our sins and forgive all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以我们就很熟悉的一个圣经, 约翰福音3章16节。
So therefore we're very familiar with John 3:16.
怎么样？所以神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son so that all may have eternal life and will not perish.
那下一节讲说, 因为神差他的儿子降世, 不是要定世人的罪, 乃是要叫世人因他得救。
But the next verse says, For God did not send his son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him.
其实我们常常都误会神,
A lot of times we misunderstand God.
我们以为神要定我们的罪。
We think that God wants to judge us.
我们以为神要为难我们。
We think that God wants to make our life difficult.
哦，不是的, 神是要来拯救我们。
No, God wants to save us.
神差他的儿子来地上, 不是要定世人的罪, 乃是要世人因他得救。
God did not send his son into the world to judge the world, but to be saved through him.
我们感谢主, 愿主再开我们的眼睛, 我们看见我们原来是罪人。
We thank the Lord that he opened our eyes so that we see we originally were sinners.
当我们认识自己的罪人是何等的福音呢?
It is such a gospel to realize we are sinners.
因为当我们认识自己是罪人的时候,
Because once we realize we are sinners, then we can be saved.
诗篇130篇里面讲到说, 主啊, 主耶和华, 你说查就罪孽, 谁能站得住呢?
Psalm 134:3 says, If thou, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who can stand?
但是感谢主, 在主有赦免之恩, 要叫人敬畏你。
But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared.
神, 他要救赎以色列脱离一切的罪孽。
God wants to save Israel from all iniquities.
我们愿意常常的有悔改的心在神的面前。
We want to continually have this repentant heart before the Lord.
当主光照我们的时候呢，我们看见自己的罪，我们就悔改在主的面前。
When the Lord enlightens us, we repent of our sins and we repent our sins.
而且不只是一次。
And not just once.
我们乃是天天求主光照我们。
But every day we entreat the Lord to enlighten us.
在我们里面有什么恶行没有？来赦免我们那隐而未现的罪。
To see that we have any iniquities or hidden sins in us.
我们若天天的来悔改，我们就可以来与神的性情有份。
If we repent daily, then we can be partaker of the divine nature.
最近我们也很多地方姐妹读到约拿。
Recently, a lot of our brothers and sisters read about Jonah.
那我们知道在约拿书的最后，神显明约拿的光景。
We know that in the book of Jonah, at the end, God revealed his condition to him.
神就那个遮太阳那个很炎热太阳的那个蓖麻树死掉以后呢，然后约拿就发怒了。
When God caused that tree that provided shade above Jonah's head to perish, Jonah was in a wrath.
所以神就对约拿说：“你因这棵蓖麻树发怒，合乎理吗？”
Is this reasonable for you to be angry about this tree?
他说：“我发怒以至于死，都合乎理。”
It is reasonable for me to be angry even to the point of death.
哇，那约拿很厉害哈。
He is quite somebody.
Okay. 那我就想到，其实主光照我的时候，我常常在我家里面，我就讲这句话。
And I also think about myself. And when the Lord enlightens me, I constantly say the same words in my own house.
有时候对我的姊妹说，我发怒以至于死，都合乎理。
A lot of times I say to my wife, it is reasonable for me to be angry, even to the point of death.
我会生气，就是因为你的原因。
I am angry because of you.
你若不要做这样，你就不要惹我生气嘛。
If you don't do this thing, I wouldn't be angry.
我发怒于自己，我都非常有道理，我发怒于自己都合乎理。
It is reasonable for me to be angry even to the point of death.
但是感谢主。
However, thank the Lord.
他不愿意我们停留在这样的光景里面。
The Lord did not want us to maintain in this state.
他愿意我们来悔改。
He desires for us to repent.
不止一次悔改。
Not just repent once.
天天悔改。
Repent daily.
不止天天悔改。
Not only to repent daily.
时时悔改。
But to repent every moment.
哦，愿主现在就光照我们。
May the Lord enlighten us even now.
看我们里面有没有什么得罪神的，有什么得罪人的。
So it's to see if there's anything within us that has been offending God or offending men.
愿我们不要像约拿一样。
May us not be like Jonah.
我想约拿最后也悔改了哈。
I suspect ultimately Jonah also repented.
但是我们要像大卫一样，大卫说：“你喜爱的乃是内里的诚实。”
We need to be like David, because he said, "You desire innermost a truth in the innermost being."
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你不必不轻看。
So what David said is that you desire a contrite and humble heart. You do not despise that.
我们感谢主，在第一方面，我们看见我们可以来交通有份于主的生命。
So we thank the Lord that in the first perspective we can partake in His life.
第二方面，我们看见主要我们有份于基督的身体。
We also want to see that the Lord wants us to partake in His body.
当我们蒙恩得救以后，我们就不再做外人和客旅，乃是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
Because once we have been saved, we were no longer strangers and aliens, but we are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household.
圣经讲说这是极大的奥秘。
The Bible says that this is a great mystery.
是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音可以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
Which is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and the fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus.
我想大家都知道，记得教会怎么诞生的。
I think we all remember how the church was born.
教会就在五旬节的时候，那时候120个人聚集在一个小楼祷告的时候。
The church was born when 120 people gathered together in the upper room to pray.
然后呢，圣灵就降下来，充满他们。
And then the Holy Spirit descended and filled them.
把他们浸成一个身体，教会就诞生了。
And then the Holy Spirit baptized them into one body, and the church was born.
教会, 是从这120人开始。
So the church started with these 120 people.
这120个人就不再是120个人，乃是一个人。
So these 120 people ceased to be 120 people. They became one person.
如果我们再往前推，这120个人之前呢，有12个人。
When we go further back, these 112 people, there were 12 people in them.
是主耶稣的12个门徒。
Which were the 12 disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们又再往前看，主怎么招这12个门徒呢？
And then if you look further back, how did the Lord call these 12 disciples?
最先主呼召的门徒是谁？
Who were the first disciples that the Lord called?
谁？彼得跟安德烈 right?
Andrew.
Yeah, 安德烈。彼得跟安德烈。
Peter and Andrew.
然后主又呼召了谁？
And then who else did the Lord called?
雅各跟约翰。
James and John.
然后主又呼召其他十二个人。
And then the Lord called the remaining 12.
所以我们感谢主，主的心意不是在单独的人身上。
So we thank the Lord that the Lord's heart is not on individuals alone.
主的心意是要得着一群人能够来彰显他的自己。
The Lord desires to gain a people to manifest himself.
如果我们想想看啊，那个主最初呼召的两对兄弟，哎，这也很有意思。
And if you think about how the Lord called the two pairs of brothers, this is quite meaningful.
主的心意是在弟兄，在兄弟的身上。
The Lord's desire and heart was on brothers.
最初的一对兄弟失败了，对不对？
The first pair of brothers failed, obviously.
但是感谢主，主来了，他就呼召这些兄弟能够来跟随他。
But thank the Lord that when the Lord came, He called these brothers, these pairs of brothers, to follow Him.
当教会诞生以后呢，他们就恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、拨饼、祈祷。
And after the Lord came and the church was born, they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
这个彼此交接这个字就是我们刚才读的，在一开始读哥林多前书一章九节，就是与他的与耶稣基督一同有份哈，一同得份或一同交通那个字是一样的。
So in English, here it talks about fellowship in Acts 2:42, but it is also the same word in English in 1 Corinthians 9, but in Chinese it's slightly different. So the Lord desires for us that once immediately we've been saved, we can fellowship. We can break the bread together and we pray together.
神的心意是没有单独的基督徒。
The Lord's desire is not to have individual Christians.
在世界上的人呢，都喜欢单独，对不对
？People in the world all want to be individuals.
我记得小时候有一个很有名的香港的连续剧，讲说“千山我独行，不必相送”。
So there used to be this soap opera in Hong Kong that talks about a Lone Ranger.
Yeah. 那。看起来好像听起来好像很潇洒，对不对
？And when you hear about it, it seems like it's a very good thing to do.
Very cool.
Very cool.
但是在主的里面呢，没有独行侠。
However, in the Lord, there should be no lone rangers.
我们需要彼此。
We need each other.
所以教会里面需要彼得，也需要安德烈。
So in the church, we need Peter and we also need Andrew.
需要雅各，需要约翰。
We need James and we need John.
而且还主的十二个门徒还不够哈，还需要巴拿巴，还需要保罗。
And the 12 disciples are not even enough, so we also need Barnabas and we need Paul.
还不止巴拿巴、保罗，我们需要雅各，需要马可，需要提摩太。
And not just Barnabas and Paul and the 12 disciples, we also need Mark and Timothy.
所以在加拉太书那边，保罗讲说就是他当蒙恩以后呢，然后他就到耶路撒冷去寻求交通。
So in Galatians, Paul talked about after he has been saved, he went to seek fellowship in Jerusalem.
他去那里就称呼为教会柱石的雅各、基法、约翰，然后呢，他 就向我和巴拿巴用右手相交之礼来与他们相交。
So in Galatians 2:9, it talks about Peter and James recognizing the grace that had been granted to me, James and Cephas and John, who were gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship.
所以我们感谢主，我们不是单独的。
So we thank the Lord that we're not individuals only.
我们乃是与所有蒙恩的弟兄姐妹可以一同的来在主里面有相交。
So with all brothers and sisters, we can have fellowship.
那我们知道现在这个时代呢。特别在这样最近的这个几年当中呢，这个社交网站呢就非常的流行。
So we know that recently there's a social networks are very popular.
好像大家可以都互相联络在一起。
So we can all be connected.
看谁的朋友最多。
So see how many friends you have. Who has the most friends?
那甚至呢，在学术上面呢，也有学术的网站。
So even in the academia, we also have academic networks.
他会在常常有收到那个电子邮件说你认不认识谁啊？请你加入我。
And then I always get email saying that do you know this person? Join me in my emails.
但是我们感谢主，这些其实没有关系，那也不重要。
We thank the Lord that none of this is important.
我们是需要有属灵的这样一个联络。
We need to have a spiritual connectedness.
Yeah, 我们需要在聚会的里面，在教会的里面，在神的家里面，有年长的成为我们的榜样，带领我们。
In the church, we need more spiritual people to lead us.
有同年的成为我们属灵的同伴，可以彼此的鼓励，可以彼此的扶持。
We also need peers so that we can sustain each other and encourage one another.
我们有年幼的，我们可以关心他们，照顾他们。
We also need the spiritual young ones so that we can care for them and take care of them.
所以记得我们的弟兄在夏令会提醒我们说，我们的生活，我们个人的生活与其他人的生活是彼此相关的。
Remember, our brother reminded us that our lives are connected with others and.
那我们弟兄就举了一个例子。
And our brother gave us this example.
就是讲到 Edward Kimball 跟 D.L. Moody 他们两个的关系。
And our brother gave the example of Edward Kimball and D.L. Moody.
我们知道穆迪呢，他是一位主所非常实用的一位仆人，他在福音上面非常的有恩赐，有能力。
And we know that Moody was someone who is greatly used by God, and he has great power and gifts in the area of the gospel.
那穆迪呢？他是1837年生在麻省的一个小地方叫 Northfield.
Moody was born in 1837 in a small town called Northfield in Massachusetts.
那他呢？是他们那个大家庭里面的第六个孩子。
And in their big family, he's number six.
然后呢，他正式的正规的教育呢，他只接受到小学五年级。
He only received a formal education up to fifth grade.
我想在座初中生每一个人都比他念的书多一点。
So all of you from middle school, you've been in school longer than he was.
那他后来呢，就在家里面呢，因为他们在那个地方是坐在农场里面，他就厌倦了那农场的生活。
Because his family was in farming and he was tired of farm life.
所以他在17岁那一年呢，他就搬到波士顿去。
So at age 17, he moved to Boston.
因为在波士顿呢，他有一个叔叔呢，是开一个鞋店。
Because he had an uncle who had a shoe store in Boston.
那这个 uncle 呢 ，Horton 呢，他就是在那边开一个鞋店，然后他就要去请求他的叔叔给他一份工作。
So Uncle Horton has this shoe store in Boston, and so Moody had to beg him for a job there.
那他的叔叔不太同意哈，后来勉强答应，但是有一个条件。
His uncle was a little reluctant, but he said that okay, you can stay, but there's one condition.
就是你要跟我一起去聚会。
Which is you have to go to meetings with me.
所以呢，那穆迪没办法，只好每个礼拜跟他的叔叔去教会。
So Moody could not resist but to go to church.
结果他在聚会教会的里面呢，就碰到一个主日学的老师。
So at church he met a Sunday school teacher.
那这就是 Edward Kimball.
So the Sunday school teacher was Edward Kimball.
那穆迪是怎么得救的呢
？So how was Moody saved?
有一天，这个 Kimball 弟兄呢，他主感动他去看望墓地。
So one day, Brother Kimball was moved by the Spirit to visit Moody.
然后他就去他的鞋店的那里。
So he went to the shoe store.
然后他来回的走，就不晓得该不该进去。
He was walking back and forth, and he was debating whether he should go into the shoe store.
后来呢，他主感动他，他就觉得说，那他要进去。
Ultimately, he was moved by the Lord, and he decided he had to go in there.
所以他发现呢，穆迪正在那个鞋店的后面的储藏室的仓库的里面呢，在用纸把鞋子包好，要放到鞋这个箱子里面。
So Moody was at the very back storeroom of the shoe store. He was using a paper to wrap the shoes.
然后我们亲爱的Kimball 弟兄呢，他就来跟穆迪来讲主的事。
So our dear brother Kimball fellowshipped with Moody regarding the matters of the Lord.
他的眼中就充满着爱，也就是带着眼泪跟他讲主怎样为他舍命。
And his eyes were filled with love and shared the life of Christ with Moody.
所以穆迪呢，他就很深的被感动了。他那一天他就接受主，而且把他的一生来奉献给主。
And Moody was deeply touched, and he was saved, and he dedicated his entire life to the Lord.
所以今天如果您到波士顿去的话
，So today if you go to Boston，
你可以在一个地方。然后看到有一块一个建筑物上面有一个牌子。
You will see that there's this plaque in a building.
他就说，1855年4月21号，穆迪在这里，他接受在这个鞋店的里面，接受主做他的救主。
And this plaque in Boston would say Moody was converted to God in a shoe store on this site, April 21st, 1855.
那年穆迪18岁。
That year Moody was 18 years old.
接下来就是历史了。
The rest is history.
所以我们感谢主，穆迪他得救是因为有这位主日学老师。
We thank the Lord that Moody was saved because of the Sunday school teacher.
我们实在愿主兴起更多的弟兄姐妹来当主日学的老师。
We truly desire the Lord to raise more of us up to be Sunday school teachers.
所以我们可以来关心我们的下一代，来把孩子带到主的面前。
And we can care for the next generation and to bring our children before the Lord.
那其实这个主日学这个 Kimball 弟兄呢，很感谢主，他的服事不只是在教会。
Oh, we thank the Lord that Brother Kimball's service was not just limited in what he did at church.
因为他去鞋店去看穆迪。
Because he went to the shoe store to look for Moody.
所以我们知道，教会的生活不只是聚会，在这一起聚会的生活。
So we know that church life does not consist of just meetings at church.
教会的生活是我们所有的时间我们都把它让在主的手中。
Church life is that we yield all our time to the hands of the Lord.
不是在主日学的上课的时间，我们才来关心孩子。
It is not just during the Sunday school time that we care for the children.
我们愿意在每个时候我们为孩子祷告，把孩子带到主的面前。
We desire to use every single moment to pray for the children to bring them before the Lord.
在聚会中，所有的孩子都是我们的孩子。
In our assembly.All the children are our children.
我愿意跟大家分享一点点自己的见证。
I want to share with you my own testimony.
大概在一两年以前呢，有一次当我们聚会完了以后，我们到Building Two 吃饭的时候呢，有一个孩子在那边玩电梯。
Some time ago, after we finished our ministry time here, we went over to the other building for lunch. And then there was a child who was playing with the elevator button.
然后呢，我跟他讲不可以玩哈。
So I told him, you can't play with the elevator button.
然后过一阵子呢，我再回去，他又在那边玩。
After a while, I went back, and the child was playing with the elevator button again.
然后我就把他带到一个房间。就跟他讲，你要坐站在这里，不可以动。
So I took the child to a different room and I told him, "You stand here."
然后他就大哭。
And he wailed.
那感谢主啊！所以那个时候以后呢，下个礼拜，他看到我，他就来跟我讲。
So, but thank the Lord. The next week when I saw the child again, he came up to me and said,
他说 ，Uncle Jack， 你上个礼拜管教我。
Uncle Jack, last week you disciplined me.
哦，我非常的惊讶。
I was shocked.
然后呢，我就把他抱着。
So I embraced him.
就在下个礼拜，他看到我说 ，Uncle Jack。上次你 discipline 我，你管教我。
So then he said to me the following week, Uncle Jack, you discipline me.
哦，我实在心里面充满着感谢。
And my heart was filled with gratitude.
啊，因为我只是要去管管他而已啊。
I was just going to control him a little bit.
然后他从那个以后我就认得他。
From that point onward, I recognized him.
他也认得我。
And he recognized me.
所以以后我们每次见面，我们就会拥抱。
So every time we meet, we embrace.
所以教会每一个孩子都是我们的孩子。
So every single child in the fellowship is our own child.
所以孩子们，教会每一位弟兄姐妹或者你们年长的都是你们的长辈。
So you kids, all the adults and all the brothers and sisters who are older than you are your elders.
所以要听他们的话。
So you need to obey them.
那我再讲一件事情，也是很小的一件事情。
I want to share another small thing with you.
在夏令会的时候呢，有一天中午我们吃饭的时候，有两个大概六七岁的孩子，就从我们旁边走过。
At the summer conference, one day we were at the cafeteria eating lunch, and there were two children about age 6 or 7 walked by us.
然后呢，手上拿着饮料呢，哎呀。你逗我，我逗你，我非常开心。
And they were holding bottles, cups of liquid, and they were fighting each other. They were very happy.
结果有一个孩子呢，就把饮料就洒了一地哈。
And then there was one kid who spilled the entire drink on the floor.
那因为人很多嘛，所以这些大人就赶快围过来，哇，就是拿就是。擦把那个洒的那个水擦干。
Because there were a lot of people passing by, all these adults crowded together to clean up the liquid.
那有人呢，我就赶快跑进去找那个里面的人来拖这个地。
And I was also trying to go get the workers to mop the floor.
然后呢，哇，好不容易大家觉得很不错，这个是一个团队的一个合作，所以呢，这件事情就解决了。
And then we feel like there's teamwork and cooperation, and the thing is done.
等大人都忙完了。
And after all the adults were busy with their, were done busying.
我看这两个小朋友啊，笑嘻嘻的，一直开心的，就一直往那边去走，还一直在打架，一直在玩。
And these two kids were still in their happy mood, and they were still fighting.
那等到我要去追他们的时候，他们已经跑掉了。
And I was about to chase after them, and they were gone.
哎呀，我就觉得说。失去了一个机会。
So I was thinking to myself, I missed one opportunity.
我只是讲一件很小的事情。
This is a very small matter.
但是我们在一个身体的里面。
But we're in one body.
我们何等愿意，我们的生命是我们的生活是彼此相关的。
How we desire to be connected in life together.
不仅在是外面的事情上是这样，在属灵的事上更是如此。
We need to be connected not just in the physical sense, but also in the spiritual sense.
主把我们放在他的身体的里面。
The Lord has put us in His body.
乃是要叫我们来彼此关心，彼此扶持。
So that we can care for each other and we can sustain one another.
若我们有错的时候，主也让我们彼此的规劝，来彼此的警戒，彼此的来劝勉。
If we are at fault, the Lord also wants us to correct one another, to remind one another.
我们的生命是与我们周围的。弟兄姐妹的生命是息息相关的。
Our lives are so connected with the lives of our brothers and sisters next to us.
很快再讲一个见证。
I'll give you another quick testimony.
我们知道穆迪弟兄他在传福音上很被主来使用。
We know that Moody was greatly used in this matter of gospel.
那穆迪呢，是不是一个人传福音呢
？Did Moody preach the gospel on his own?
不是，对不对
？No.
穆迪有一个很好的搭档，叫做 Ira Sankey。
Moody had a very good partner by the name of Ira Sankey。
那这位 Sankey 弟兄呢，是一位音乐家，他很会唱诗歌。
Brother Sankey was a musician and he could sing hymns very beautifully.
然后呢, 他也会弹琴。
And he also knew how to play the piano.
所以有一次他们在苏格兰服侍的时候呢, 他们要从 Glasgow 坐火车, 到 爱丁堡去。
So one day those two were serving in Scotland and they were taking a train from Glasgow to Edinburgh.
然后呢, 他那个, Sankey 弟兄他就买了一份报纸来看。
So Brother Sankey bought a newspaper to read.
那看一看实在没什么好看，但是呢，却在报纸的角落里面发现有一首诗。
He didn't find anything good to read in the newspaper, but he found this poem in the corner of the newspaper.
这首诗歌的题目叫 99支。
And the title of the poem was 99.
90 and 9. 90 and 9.
So Moody saw that and he cut up the poem from the newspaper and put it in his pocket.
然后再过几天, 当, 对不起, Sankey 弟兄,
Sankey then cut up the poem and put it in his pocket.
再过几天呢, 穆迪, 他在, 聚会的里面呢, 他就交通到一个好牧人。
So a few days later, Moody preached about the good shepherd in the gathering.
在聚会结束的时候呢, 然后通常都是 Sankey 弟兄来带大家唱诗歌。
At the end of these gatherings, usually Brother Sankey would lead everybody in singing.
然后 Sankey 弟兄他就受圣灵的感动，他就想到这一首诗。
And Sankey was stirred in the Holy Spirit, and he was reminded of this poem.
然后呢，他就把它放在那个风琴的上面。
And he put this poem on the organ.
然后他就开始祷告。
And he started to pray.
然后他就开始弹琴。
And he started to play on the organ.
他就开始唱这首诗歌呢, 好像是他唱过很多次一样。
And he started to sing this hymn and as if he had sung this hymn many, many times.
但是感谢主, 主感动他, 把这个曲子就谱出来。
But we thank the Lord that it was at the moment that Brother Sankey was giving melody to this poem.
等到这首诗歌唱完呢, Sankey 弟兄眼上充满着眼泪。 聚会的当中没有一个人的眼睛是干的。
And at the end of this the song, Brother Sankey's eyes were filled with tears. And at the gathering, everybody's eyes were filled with tears.
感谢主，他就是那位好牧人。
We thank the Lord that He is the Good Shepherd.
他为着那一只迷失的羊，他把99只撇在旷野。
And for that one missing sheep, He would forsake the 99 in the wilderness.
一直等到要找着人。 来把他带来归给神。
When he's found that one sheep, he would bring him back to God.
这是1868年的诗。
This happened in 1868.
这首诗的作者叫Elizabeth Clapham, 他在1869年过世。
The person who wrote this hymn, Elizabeth Clapham, she passed away in
1869.
I believe that she has never met Moody, nor has she met Sankey.
但是主感谢主，却借着这位姐妹把这首诗歌存留下来。
But we thank the Lord that God has preserved this poem and this hymn through the sister.
借着我们的弟兄把它谱成一个曲子。
And also through our brother, he also gave melody to this poem.
接着穆迪，他把他这首诗歌介绍给大家。And
through Moody, he introduced the God introduced the hymn to the song to everybody.
所以在多少次的福音的聚会里面，有多少人借着这首诗歌得救？And
throughout all gospel meetings, so many people were saved by this hymn.
我们的生命乃是与所有其他弟兄姐妹的生命是息息相关的。Therefore,
our lives are intimately connected with the lives of other brothers and sisters.
We
need to put our portion in it. And the Lord would do his work and finish his glorious work.
感谢主，圣经上讲说,
We thank the Lord that God has given us these words, but now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he desired.
神配搭这个身体，把加倍的体面给那有欠缺的肢体。
But God has so composed the body, giving more abundant honor to that member which lacked.
我很喜欢有两首诗歌。
I have two favorite hymns.
在蓝本诗歌里面有一首讲到主使我们连接。
There's a hymn in the blue book, number 121, that says, "Bind us together."
在大本诗歌里面讲到有一首诗歌，伏在爱的捆绑。
And then also in the hymnary, there's this hymn about, "Blessed be the tie that binds."
哦，主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
他把我们用那个爱的绳索把我们绑在一起。
He bind us with his cord of love.
这个绳索是不能折断的。
And this cord cannot be broken.
哦，我们何等感谢主，何等有福的捆绑。
How we thank the Lord for this blessed bondage.
愿意我们更多的来彼此相顾。
We decide to care for each other even more.
在弟兄姐妹有难处、有需要、有软弱的时候。我们为他们祷告。
We pray for the brothers and sisters in need and difficulties and weakness.
在有需要时，我们把自己那一份可以摆上。
So when they're in need, we'll put forth our portion.
神要借着他的身体来彰显他自己的荣耀。
God desires to manifest his glory in his body.
我记不清楚有多少次我们是蒙了弟兄姐妹在主里面的爱。
So many times, countless times, we have been blessed by the love of the brothers and sisters in Him.
我们在洛杉矶的时候，我们第一次搬家，那时候我们的第一个孩子还没有满月。
We moved the first time in L.A. and our older child was not even 1 month old.
那就弟兄里面冲进来呢，就把所有的东西把我们都搬走了。
And the brothers and sisters rushed in and they moved everything for us.
连垃圾桶都搬了。
They even moved our trash can for us.
不仅垃圾桶搬，里面的垃圾一起搬。
Not only did they move the trash can, they moved the trash inside the trash can along with it.
当我们在休斯顿的时候。我们有一次搬家的时候，年轻的弟兄就来帮我们搬。
So once another time we were moving in Houston, and the younger brothers came to help us.
我还记得那时候，可能有些弟兄姐妹认识 Tom 跟 Julie， 他们弟兄姐妹，他们是比我们年长啊，所以他们没有办法来帮我们搬。
So you know, some of you may remember Tom and Julie. They were older. They're older than us, so they couldn't help us in moving.
但是呢，他们就把我们的孩子接过去，然后呢。在我们最饿最累的时候呢，他就帮我们送午餐。
And then, but they took care of our children for us. And then when we were the most tired and hungriest, they fed us.
所以我们想想看到弟兄姐妹在我们身上，借着主的爱的流露，我们心里充满着感谢。
Therefore, our hearts are filled with gratitude when we think about the love poured out by the brothers to us.
而且神叫我们不仅要做一个，不只是做一个接受的人，也要做一个给。
And then God also calls us not to be a recipient of love, but also to be a giver of love.
如果主感动我们，在什么地方我们可以摆上的，我们就把这一份能够摆上。
And if God moves us to give up our portion at a particular spot, then we would just give up the portion.
在看望的，我们可以去看望弟兄姐妹。
If we need to pay someone a visit, we need to pay someone a visit.
主感动你打电话，就不要迟延。
If God stirred your hearts to make a phone call, then do not delay.
主感动你为弟兄姐妹祷告，你要忠心的祷告。
If the Lord moves your heart to pray for brothers and sisters, then pray faithfully.
不要在身体上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。
And so do not have division within the body, but care for one another.
若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
Because if one member is hurt, everybody is hurt. If one member gains honor, all members gain honor with it.
我们就是神身上的肢体身子，我们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
Now you are Christ's body and individually members of it.
要彼此相顾，激发善爱心，勉励行善。
So we need to care for one another and spur one another to good deeds.
要同心合意的兴旺福音。
So with one heart, we need to prosper the gospel.
哦，求主来激励我们，他的爱激励我们。
May the love of God constrain us.
叫我们在交通。来有份于基督的身体
，so that we have a portion or partake in His body.
第三点，我们要来有份于神的荣耀。
The third point is that we have to partake in His glory.
神给我们一条道路，乃是从羞辱到荣耀的一条道路。
God has provided this path so that we can be coming from dishonor to honor.
乃是从死亡来得生命的道路。
And this is a path from death to gaining life.
那怎么样子能够达到这个荣耀呢
？How can we get to glory？
保罗说， 小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
So Paul says, little children, I travail so that Christ may be formed in you.
怎么样让基督成形在我们心里呢？
How could Christ be formed in our hearts?
我们自己要经过与主同死同复活的功课。
We have to go through the lesson that we can be dead with Jesus and be alive with Jesus.
在箴言里面说到说，铁和铁相磨，就磨出刃来。
In Proverbs, we talk about iron sharpens iron.
朋友相感，或者说磨朋友的脸也是如此。
So would men sharpens each other.
我觉得这一点呢，是我们在聚会里面蛮缺少的。
I find this point somewhat lacking in our fellowship.
我们常常在聚会里面，大家都很客气。
A lot of times we're very polite in the assembly.
我们没有朋友来磨朋友的脸。
We don't have men sharpening each other.
我们的弟兄呢？之间就是相敬如宾。
And we treat each other with ultra politeness.
哦，这不是神要的。
This is not what God wants.
神要我们能够铁磨铁来磨出刃来。
God wants us to have iron sharpening iron.
当然，我们不是要彼此的来照着自己的意思来磨逼对方哈。
Of course, we're not sharpening each other according to our own will.
但是我发现呢，我们有一个没有办法向主的原因呢，是因为我们有太多的自己。
One reason why we cannot be like the Lord is because we have too much of our old self.
我们这个自己这么大啊，都从来没有被剥夺过。
Our old self is so big and has never been polished.
我们怎么看都不像主。
So no matter which angle you look at yourself, you are not like the Lord.
为了年轻的弟兄姐妹，我跟你们分享我一点自己的一点经历。
So for our young children here, I want to share with you my own experience.
我以前是念牙医的。
I was studying dentistry before.
在我念的第一门牙医的功课呢，不是教你怎么样子做。补牙齿或者是做假牙。
The first lesson in dentistry was not to teach you how to take care of people's teeth.
乃是我们进到一个教室里面呢，每一个人发一个橡皮碗，一把刀。
And you go into this classroom and everybody gets a rubber bowl and a knife.
然后呢，每一个人再发一个大概三寸见方的一个。石膏块哈，然后还有一个牙齿的模型。
And then we each get a three-inch square
plaster block.
And then you also get a model of a pair of teeth.
那个牙齿的模型是蛮大的哈。
You see that the model for the teeth was big.
然后我们接下来三个钟头呢，就是你把那个一块三寸见方的石膏块刻成那个牙齿。
And then in the next 3 hours, we were required to chisel out this model of our teeth with this 3-inch square plaster block.
所以呢，大家通常第一个钟头的时候呢，就在那里看要怎么做。
For the first hour, we were staring into this block to see how we could do it.
然后呢，就开始削一点哈。
And then we started to chisel.
但是呢，很就削一点点哈，就是说。雕刻一点点一点点呢，因为很怕把它多削了一点。
But we were very timid. We only chiseled a little bit because we were afraid that we would chisel too much.
然后呢，接下来的一个钟头、两个钟头过去呢，这个牙齿、这个石膏块还是一块，还一点都不像这个牙齿。
So after 2 hours, this plaster block was still the plaster block and looked nothing like a set of teeth.
然后最后一个钟头没办法，赶快加油。
So in the last hour, we had no way to get out of this, so we quickly finish it up.
你知道吗？越多的雕削，这个石膏块就越像这个牙齿。
The more you chisel the plaster block, the more it looked like the teeth model.
你越怕去把它雕刻下来呢，你这个就越不像。
The more you're timid with the chiseling, the more that your block did not look like the teeth.
所以呢，这个拿掉雕削，这个是好的。
So it is a good thing to be chiseled.
Oh, 我们的天然的生命岂不是这样吗？
Isn't it just like our natural life?
哦，有多少的我们需要被挪去的？
There were so many things that need to be removed.
但是上一次有弟兄姐妹跟你讲说，你要被磨掉的那一块是什么时候呢？
So when was the last time brothers and sisters came to you to say this and that need to be removed?
如果说大家不相信我的话，你回家用肥皂你来雕雕看。
If you don't believe me, use a bar soap and you try to chisel it.
你真的是要雕刻的话呢，你要不舍得去把它削掉。
You have to be bold and start chiseling.
你要舍得。
You have to be willing to give up the soap.
这样子，那这个就才会能够像。
Then it would look like the teeth.
所以我们天然的生命何等需要被主来制作。
So how our natural life needs to be worked on by the Lord.
我们也需要弟兄来磨弟兄，像铁和铁一样。
We also need iron sharpening iron, just like men sharpening each other.
我想我们很多的时候，真的是缺少这样的功课。
A lot of times we don't have these lessons.
有一个原因是因为我们都怕被人家来雕削。
One reason is that we're afraid to be chiseled by other people.
但愿主给我们恩典，让我们能够愿意来被雕削。
May the Lord grant us grace so that we are willing to be chiseled.
我们也愿意在爱心里面说诚实话。
We're also willing to speak the truth in love.
当我们有多少的爱，我们就说多少的话。
However love we have, however words we utter.
不是为我们自己的缘故，乃是为着弟兄姐妹，乃是为着主的缘故。
We utter these words not for our own purpose, but for the purpose of the Lord and for the brothers and sisters.
我必须再说我们在这件事情上的学习是何等的缺少。
I also want to emphasize again that we are very lacking in this area.
我在这方面的学习是何等的缺少。
And I am lacking in this area.
如果我们没有在蒙恩得救的时候被主来制作。
If we have not been constituted by the Lord when we have been saved by grace.
一年过去，两年过去。
A year passed by, 2 years passes by.
五年过去，十年过去。
Five years passed by, 10 years passed by.
二十年、三十年过去，我们还有多少的机会能够被主制作呢？
20 years, 30 years passed by. How many more opportunities could the Lord chisel us and constitute us?
我们若越没有被对付，我们就越难被对付。
If we have barely been dealt with, it is harder to be dealt with.
也许当有弟兄姐妹对我们说一点爱心的诚实话的时候，我们就受不了。
And sometimes to the point that when a brother and sister speak to the truth to us in love, we can't stand it anymore.
但愿主给我们恩典。
May the Lord grant us grace.
在蒙恩的时候，在刚开始的时候，我们就愿意把自己让在主的手中，让在弟兄姐妹的当中。
When right after we've been saved by grace, we will yield ourselves into the hands of the Lord and into the hands of brothers and sisters.
让主的工作可以在我们的身上被成全。
And so that the work of the Lord can be accomplished in us.
我们要有份于神的荣耀吗？
Do we want to partake in God's glory?
你知道我们若不死就不能生。
You know that if we don't die, we cannot be alive.
我们若不愿意舍弃就没有得着。
If we don't give up, then we cannot receive.
哦，主愿我们要感动我们，让我们都愿意把自己让在主的手中。我们说，主，你是陶匠，我是泥土。
May we all be stirred by the Lord, so that we can all yield ourselves into the hands of the Lord and say, "Yes, Lord, you are the potter; we are the clay."
我们愿意来在主的里面，来彼此的来能够来让主的工作成就在我们的当中。
We desire for the work of the Lord to be accomplished in us.
让基督成形在我们的里面。
So that Christ can be formed in us.
为弟兄姐妹受生产之苦，好让基督可以成形在我们的里面。
I suffer the pains of travail and labor so that Christ can be formed in you.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
So that I would know the power of so that I would know the power of his resurrection and theSo that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
要和他一同受苦，要效法他的死。
So we can have fellowship of his sufferings and being conformed to his death.
最后，我就想到在希伯来书十一章 有一个何等伟大的一个行列。
So then finally, I'm reminded of there's a great multitude in Hebrews chapter 11.
讲到这个信心 的一个行列。
And this is a multitude in faith.
我们感谢主，我们有许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们。
We thank the Lord that we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
我们感谢主，有亚伯，有以诺。
We thank the Lord that we have Abram and we have Enoch.
我们有挪亚，我们有亚伯拉罕，我们有以撒，有雅各。
So we have Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and
Jacob. 我们感谢主，这些人都是存着信心死的，但是却没有得着所应许的。
We thank the Lord that all these died in faith, but they did not receive what had been promised.
因为神给我们预备更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不得完全。
Because God has given us a better thing so that without us they cannot be completed.
还记得刚开始我们讲交通的大队接力吗？
Do you remember the mass relay we talked about earlier?
现在棒子在我们的手中。
So we are holding the baton.
哦，主，求主感动我们，让我们与这个荣耀的行列有份。
May the Lord touch us so that we can partake in this glorious team.
让我们有份于他的生命。
So that we can partake of his life.
我们有份于基督的身体。
And we can partake in his body.
我们可以有份于神的荣耀。
And we can partake of his glory.
我们一起再有点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
早晨再用你荣耀的呼召来呼召我们。
Use your glorious calling to call us this morning again.
叫我们与基督耶稣一同得份。
So that we can all have a portion in the Lord Jesus Christ.
叫我们能够来交通与主，叫我们有份与主。
So that we can have fellowship with the Lord and we have a portion in the Lord.
哦，主，早晨，主借着你的话，也叫我们愿意把自己让在你的手中。
May you use your words to give us this willing heart to yield our lives into your hands.
让我们愿意来舍弃我们的自己，好叫我们来得着基督。
So that we're willing to give up ourselves for the purpose of gaining Christ.
叫我们把自己摆在身体的里面，哦，主啊，你感动我们，主，我们就来跟随。
So that you can move us, so that we can put ourselves in your body.
好叫你自己荣耀的教会可以早日的能够来成就。
So that your glorious church can be accomplished soon.
哦，主，我们仰望你，祷告你。
So Lord, we look up to you and we pray to you.
哦，我们知道人的话何等的有限。
We know that men's words are limited.
但愿主再继续借着圣灵对我们说话。
May the Lord continue to speak to us in the Holy Spirit.
但愿主也给我们每一个人，主不仅个人有愿意来顺服你的心。
May the Holy Spirit stir us to have a willing heart individually.
我们也起来彼此来顾念，彼此来相顾。
We will also rise up to care for one another and take care of each other.
让我们为彼此来受生产之苦，好叫基督成形在我们的每个人的心里。
So that we can go through travail and labor, so that Christ may be formed in each of our hearts.
叫我们有一天，主啊，我们都在你的荣耀里有份。
So that one day all of us could partake in your glory.
让你的旨意，哦，主啊，得着成全，让你的名被高举，哦，主，让你的被来得荣耀。
So that your will be done, your name be highly exalted, and you be glorified.
我们把感谢赞美归给主。
We give you thanksgiving and praises to the Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.